Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into a children's story called Bees vs. Wasp Show Off.
It sounds fun.
It is. It's basically about this, well, flashy wasp who challenges these hardworking bees to contests.
Okay.
And our mission, really, is to see what we can learn from it about, you know, competition, teamwork, maybe even personal growth.
Right, because even simple stories, especially for kids, often pack in some pretty relevant ideas about how different ways of working, well, work or don't.
Exactly. So let's paint the picture. Buzzville Garden, you've got bees doing their thing, pollinating, making honey.
Someone mentioned bee yoga.
Apparently. They're focused. Mm-hmm. Then bam, Waldo the Wasp arrives, sunglasses, a glittery jetpack, the works.
Ah, the show off.
Totally. Both means faster, flashier, louder, doesn't need a team.
And the bees, what's their reaction?
Very low key. Like a raised eyebrow here, someone maybe sips their tea, they just carry on. It's quite the contrast, isn't it?
It really is. You've got the substance versus the style right there from the start, the quiet diligence against the loud individual performance.
So Queen Beatrice steps in, suggests a show-off showdown to settle things.
Yeah.
First event, the flower dash.
Okay, a race.
Yeah, basically race to the flowers, interact with them. Waldo, he zooms off super fast.
Dot.
But misses every single flower. Just a blur going past them.
Speed isn't everything. Classic mistake.
Exactly. Meanwhile, the bees, they work together like they have this rhythm, this system.
They work, uh-huh.
And they successfully pollinate the flowers they visit. It's, you know, effectiveness over just pure speed.
Makes sense. What's next?
Event two, the honey taste test. This one's great.
Okay, I'm guessing the bees have this one covered.
Well, they bring their fresh golden honey.
Yeah.
Bit of dandelion drizzle. Looks amazing. Waldo offers spicy mustard.
Spicy mustard. Seriously.
Yep. Quite the bold choice.
I'll say, how did that go down with the judges?
Predictably. Maybe. They apparently swooned over the honey, the mustard not so much.
So it highlights kind of the value of sticking to what you're good at, the traditional skills maybe, versus just trying to be different for difference's sake.
Yeah, I think so. It didn't quite land his attempt at being unique there.
Okay. Okay. Was there a final round?
There was. The grand finale. Beoki. Bug karaoke.
Oh, this sounds promising.
Waldo steps up, does this super loud wasp rap. So loud, apparently, he knocks over a berry bush.
Oh, dear. Not exactly winning hearts and minds.
Really. Then the bees, they sing this, like, harmonious melody together called Just Be Yourself.
Oh.
And everyone loves it. Cheers from all the garden creatures, even the worms, apparently.
It's a neat way to show the impact, right? One approach is disruptive and maybe a bit destructive. The other is, well, harmonious and brings everyone together.
Precisely. And this leads to the turning point. Queen Beatrice talks to Waldo.
Gently, I hope.
Yeah, kindly but firmly. She tells him, true greatness isn't just about being flashy. It's about being helpful, being kind. And maybe turning the volume down a notch.
Good advice. How does he take it?
Surprisingly well. He actually seems to get it. He asks the bees if they can teach him how to pollinate properly.
Really? He wants to learn.
Yeah, which is a big step. The bees agree, but they insist he wear safety goggles.
Huh. Practical. Safety first.
Always. And so Waldo starts to change. He becomes Waldo the Wonder Wasp. Still got the speed, still funny, but now he's part of the team.
That's a nice transformation.
It is. And the story spells out the takeaways pretty clearly. Bragging doesn't work. Teamwork does.
Uh-huh. Learning from mistakes is important, too.
Right. And that you can still be, you know, you jet back and all, but also be humble and helpful.
Absolutely. It's a lesson that scales up, doesn't it? Beyond the garden, I mean.
Right.
Really makes you think about our own teams, our workplaces, communities.
Yeah, that tension between just showing off individual achievement and genuine collaboration for a shared goal.
Which approach actually gets things done effectively and, well, makes the environment better for everyone.
So maybe a thought for you listening. Think about times you've seen this play out, that push and pull between the individual star and the team effort.
What were the results? What did you take away from that?
And how can you maybe apply some of these Buzzville lessons, helpfulness, teamwork, a little humility in your own world?
Yeah, perhaps that quiet, collaborative buzz is, in the end, much more powerful than the loudest solo performance. Something to consider.